What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
The most listened station across the country. You've been very contributing.
Nigerian Info remain our station. We regulate Nigerian Info. Nigerian Info is doing well.
To the everyday people.
And Nigerian Info are a very sweet station. I mean, I enjoy listening to them from the morning broadcast all the way down to the evening.
I love the conversation. Anytime I listen to Nigerian Info, it's second to none.
Nigerian Info, forget. I let me carry first.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
We know millions of people are pulling out of Afghanistan as we speak. We know of the resurgence of the Taliban. We know of what the COVID-19 pandemic has caused in the lives of millions around the world. We know. We know what Nigerians look forward to each and every day. When they think about their government, we know. We are aware of what Lagosians cry about each and every day. I know it's traffic. Yeah, I know. We know that's it. We know that too. We are aware also that you have made Nigeria Info your number one station for talk. That we know. We know that What's Up Lagos, it's that show you never miss for anything. That I'm sure of. But what I don't know right now is how you're doing, how you're feeling, where you are, and what the feel of your environment is like. Well, I describe it as the atmospheric condition of your neighborhood. That's why each and every morning on the radio show, we afford you, our dear listener, the opportunity not only to let us know that you can breathe, but also give us an update of what's happening around you, with you. I mean, you could even tell me how your night went. If you had a dream, you could share with us. Isn't that beautiful? But most importantly, we're asking you to forget about the worries, to forget about the stress, to put that behind you for a minute and celebrate life. Be grateful for the ability to wake up and breathe, to enjoy the next 2 hours of your life. Put in excitement, happiness, joy, peace ahead of every other thing. You might be in debt right now. You might be indebted, and right now you don't even know how you're going to pay. You're just thinking in your head, oh boy, these people, every phone call, your phone is ringing, it's a torment. You hear it ring and you're like, hey, there they are again. You might be in that situation right now. But I need you to remember, in as much as you try your best to try to clear that, remember that it is still you who I would pay it back. And it's you that needs to be alive, needs to be up and about, needs to be happy for you to be able to make progress. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone. That's just an example. Whatever situation you found yourself in, you have to be happy. You have to be excited, because with excitement, you attract positive energy, and with that will come the solutions you're looking for. I have tried it. It works for me. And I chose, the day I chose not to allow situations weigh me down was the day I began to know what true peace was. So this is a time of expression, of peace, of happiness, of joy, of gratitude. That's what the show is all about. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. On that note, I have been given the pleasure to welcome you to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos, where we take a feel across the Lagos city and also bring you the conversations you want to talk about. Today's a Wednesday, and I'm not alone. I've got with me the super, I'm looking for that word, the amazingly talented, blessed, loving, caring, beautiful, happy, joyous, anointed. Yeah, I had to mention that. Anointed, prophetic, Andrea Odobi.
I'm a prophetic.
Teke.
Okay, what an intro.
How are you, sweetheart? How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm fine. Could be better, but I'm fine.
Great
How
to
are
know.
You?
Fine.
You,
I mean, the smile on your face, the light on your face. It's, I mean, your face is lit up. I don't know. I mean, I'm short for words this morning.
Thank you.
It's so inspiring.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to hear that.
Thank
and
you.
And see that.
You look good. Today you chose to go.
Yeah.
You know, African.
Yeah, so African. For those who are wondering how I look, not to worry. By 11 o'clock, we'll be streaming. So you can check on our page on social media. You find out.
It's looking like a senator.
Yeah. You know, you never know, man. You never know. If I go into politics, would you like it? Do you think I'll do well as a politician? Like, for
well, yeah, there? I've said that before.
Okay,
I've
what area?
So because I'm not going into any area. But yeah, I've said that before, that you do well a politician.
What kind of politician? Because me, I actually do not like politicians. So if you say I'll do well like a politician,
you do well,
I should know. How?
You do well, I don't know. I just see you very, you know, I don't know. I don't know what.
Passionate for change?
Yeah, you're very passionate for change. And to think that, you know, you love this country so much. And I'm like, bye. I think that you are very humanitarian.
Hmm.
So, yeah, if you have the your fellow citizens at heart that much. Yep. If you are in politics, you'd... I'm just saying, but, you know, power can be intoxicating. So
that's right.
You never tell a person's real character until they embrace power. Absolutely. That's what I think.
That's right. So at the end of the day, well, I could do well, but you never know
what power can do, you know?
That's a good way to end it.
That's right. Welcome, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you this morning? It's What's Up, Lagos, and you know how we do it the very first hour. You tell us how you're doing. What is going on around your area? Mm-hmm. You want to give us some little gist? Uh-huh. Today is Wednesday and Techie Talk will be live from 11.
That's right.
And there's something interesting we'll be talking about on Techie Talk today.
That's right.
But first of all, do tell us what's going on around your area. Scream, what's up, Lagos? Talk to us. Hmm. All right, we're here to listen.
Absolutely. We're here to listen. When you talked about Techie Talk for a moment, I just remember that there's a particular story that is on my mind that when that time comes, mm-hmm. we're going to push it.
Okay.
Is this race, it looks like short is actually now becoming something very sexy and very appealing. Short.
You mean like fashion?
Well, not wearing short. Like the word short.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you ask ladies, hey, what do you like? I like a man who is tall. You know,
dark and handsome. You know, some real dark chocolate stuff.
So you don't get plenty people wishing to have anything short.
Okay.
Life, you never want to, you know, have a short life. Everybody wants to, I want to live long.
Long, and yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone pray for anyone and say, well, long life? I mean, short life.
Short life, I prefer it. Nah.
So short is not very popular. But it looks like in the social media, talking about the social media, short is like gold. And we're going to find out that when we get into Techie Talk today.
Okay.
Because something short is changing lives. It's becoming... People are fighting for short. For short. In the social media space, they are fighting for short.
Okay, when is time for Techie Talk? Yeah. I think we'll delve deeper into that, short.
Short that is sexy.
But let's look at short itself. Why is it that people find it insulting when you say they're short?
That's first of all, I'm going to answer that. But that's why I quickly say, well, you are brief.
Vertically challenged.
Or shortcomings.
Hey, it's still the same thing.
You're down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
I use those nice expressions. Yeah, it's just general. I think it's an illusion.
Mm.
All right, it's something that has become a mindset. You just assume that if anyone, I mean, especially describing human beings,
using the word using the word fat is derogatory.
I think it's pop culture. Mm. Yes, derogatory, that's one. Mm-hmm. Pop culture is just like fat and short.
Yeah.
So if someone is, I don't use fat, if someone is...
Plumpy
or big. Mm.
Or chubby.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I loved chubby. And until recently, they started including plus size models. Mm. And still, they are not still respected. They're not even still seen as.
True that.
Have you seen a plus size that won Miss World?
Hmm.
Oh, I've seen a short man that won Mr. World.
Nah.
It is, it's
on the line discrimination there.
Yeah. I don't understand why even the advertisers cannot change that narrative.
Yeah.
Even if they want to do it, it's going to take like forever.
Yeah, they have been trying. I mean, some have been trying.
Yeah.
But it's still taking a long time. I don't know what their excuses are, but I don't know.
There's nothing you can do if every lady out there is the dream of every lady until they actually get to get married. It's dreams to a tall, black...
Tall, dark and handsome. You know, nobody wants to marry a brief... Why? But I think, I don't know.
And then the other things is talk about short people. You know, they say short people have certain traits. I don't know if that's true, but it's the belief generally.
Okay.
That there are certain traits that are not totally friendly.
Are you serious? But wait, let's ask. Oh my goodness. So let's ask Lagos. Does physical attributes
matter
when it comes to choosing a life partner? Does it matter? Does it matter?
It matters until you actually choose. Until you're actually with one. That's what I think.
It matters.
Until you're actually with one that you are with. You end up with. Let me use that word. That expression.
Wow. But I've heard people say, oh no, he has to look this way. You know, he has to match up all the terms and conditions of life. You know, but hey, I mean, does physical attributes, does it matter?
Does it matter?
Does it matter to you?
I think you've asked me this question before.
Yeah.
See, like I said, when I was much younger,
uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's, we all had that dream. We looked forward to it. We're very specific about
the kind of woman you want
the kind
to
of
marry.
Babes we have.
You know.
Specific. Even in school, we start, citing each one and, okay, this one. another time, we did not know. We couldn't even define what beauty was.
Hmm.
I remember my mom telling me about a number of then. We're carried away with color, the skin color, as against beauty.
Mm.
So I remember my mom one time calling me and say, "Ah, do you know the lady? Her name is Nalova. All right, Nalova. It's a Cameroonian name. We're in the same class, and she was dark, very dark skin, black skin, and we're all. And then we're close because we're like the brightest in class.
Okay,
she read very well. We had this Jane Eyre story she read in class, and people. It was very adorable. I liked it, but because that mindset of you have to be yellow, so that pulled me away, and she was coming close, trying to be friend and family, But I was, putting myself
pulling back because of what you've been fed with.
Yes, my mom just sat me one day and told me, "Did you know in all of this, your friends and your class and everybody?" And my mom is not dark, so for her to say that,
he
said, "This lady is the most beautiful." From that day, I started looking differently. I started seeing things differently. So before now, when I was young, I actually would have to look, well, it has to be fair, we have some certain attributes. I did not know much about, in front and behind at the time. I did not bother about that. So when I grew, I now realized that, okay, I have to add in front and behind, to make it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and then later when I became a child of God, and I realized that every person, every human being is created fearfully
and wonderfully made.
Yeah, absolutely. So that changed the whole narrative.
But that question of attributes, physical attributes, still keeps coming to play when, either a lady or a guy wants to, make a decision as to who they're going to get married with. You hear things like, "Oh, I want to have cute babies.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have disabled children.
Uh-huh.
I want to, look cute together." Things like that.
But here's the thing. At the end of the day, I've seen couples that are, both of them, they're so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And their child
doesn't necessarily look
way they expect it.
Is it possible?
Yeah, it happens.
Wow.
It happens. Sometimes you're looking at the wrong things.
Hmm.
You might assume that, both of you are fair, so you are going to give birth to a child that is fair because you like fair children. And then you end up giving birth to a child that's not fair. It's dark. Hmm. Because, hey, melanin, hello, African, yeah.
Hmm.
So, and then in that situation, you have some parents acting like, "I don't like this." You start hating the child even before the child grows up.
And some of these attributes, they are genetic. So it might not even be from your own generation. It might be maybe your granddad or your dad's, physical attribute that your child went to inherit. So you never could tell. Anyway, we're asking you guys this question this morning because it seemed like a hot topic. It seemed like we kind of, in our tiny rooms, when we are, coming up with a list of things that we look out for in a dream man and dream woman, they're just things you want to tick.
Mm-hmm.
Are they important, especially when it comes to physical attributes?
All right. When it comes to that, and also we talked about brief and short, right?
Yeah, brief.
Brief and tall and all that.
Is it vertically challenged?
When a man is natural, I know, I understand when a woman is already short or it's not
as tall.
Elevated.
Oh my God.
So,
you're making it worse.
We're going to
break. What do you mean not elevated?
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it's What's Up, Lagos? With the Techers. She's Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
We're taking a trip across Lagos to find out what the atmospheric condition is like, like I said earlier. And we started with bantering about, we move from, brief individuals to please, I'm looking for just best words. Don't feel insulted. This is a disclaimer. It's just for fun, just for description. If it no vex, please you, because someone sent a message say people are brief, they can vex quick easily. And I'm like, no, this is just for us to talk about it. In fact, if you have worries, if you have specific experiences because people think that you're short, you can share here and we can deal with it right now on radio.
That's right.
But I was going to say something about, okay, it's normal for a lady to say, when a lady's not very tall, to say, well, I want a tall, broad-chested, black, dark, and handsome man. But do you think that men also, I'm asking this generally to everybody, do you think that men also on their own, when they're not very tall, they're comfortable with a woman that's taller than them? How does it always look when, you know, there's a obvious
gap?
He's not wearing high heels, so just like obvious gap.
I know. It still goes back to does physical attributes matter? Is it about what people are going to say, or they're going to say, they are not compatible physically?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people keep saying that stuff. They're not compatible physically. And what does that even mean?
I'm telling you.
What does that even mean?
As a tall lady, have you been all around looking for someone who's your height? You're very tall. Have you had challenges, you know? Like, I'm just saying generally.
Yeah.
You've been looking for somebody who at least every man is... Do men get intimidated by...
Your height.
Ladies that are tall?
Do men?
Some men would. And a society also has a way of just rubbing it in there.
Yeah.
Is that husband white? Eh? Don't say anything, but at least they have passed
that
the message.
You will start hearing things like, a woman feel they beat the man like that too.
See, and if you just hold that man,
the woman huge past the man.
If you just hold down one like this,
you know,
the man will cry.
Do you understand?
How do not be imagining things? How do they be? How do they want?
What is your problem?
All right.
What is your problem? Leave people to marry in peace. So marry the love of their lives. Don't go ahead and you know, be the judge.
Imagining them.
You know, what comparison or compatibility means.
Anyway,
I don't get it.
0700-993.
I'm angry.
993-993. 0700-993-993-993. I mean, if you feel down about, you know, your stature and size, remember... We have a vice president who is proud and bold and very powerful. When he speaks, he knows he's a man, he commands us. When he steps in here, even if you are tall, you behave yourself. Remember that. Let that inspire you. 0700-993-993. It's true now. 993-993.
The phone lines are buzzing.
They're buzzing. Let's hear from Lagosians right now.
All right. Hello.
Lines are jamming like Bob Marley.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're great, man.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Fantastic. All right, so you see this thing here? My father, my father was brief, but he's still alive, so my father is brief, and then my mom is tall.
Okay.
And I found that the man did not even, I mean, he was a man. Oh my God, like it isn't worse. He is a man. Like, he was able to raise us, you know. We didn't see any form of weakness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my mom, you know, respected him.
All right. Thanks.
Hello?
Yes,
yeah, we're here.
Yeah, so yeah, my mom respected him. So I didn't notice. And the only thing that I noticed about him was the fact that he was always angered up, you know, vexing all the time. And people said, oh, it's a short people's thing.
Wow. Know? Is that really a thing?
Well, you see, me, I think I inherited that. I'm actually tall, dark, and handsome, right?
Oh, roll it now.
I inherited that, and I'm really, really working on it, you know.
So
I don't think it's a short people's thing.
Or,
you know, a family trait, yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. Do short people experience disrespect? You walk into a place, say, who's that one? Do they do that? Do people do it?
Yeah.
Because of height? Does height determine the respect?
I think that's why most of them are kind of defensive.
Mm.
I don't know why we're talking about this. We're talking about, you know,
yes.
compatibility. I don't want to go that route right now. Compatibility when it comes
generally.
To, you know, a man and a woman coming together as husband and wife.
Yeah.
Does physical attribute matter?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Where, okay, you're not so tall. But the person who you are in love with is quite, like, really quite taller than you. Mm. Would that be a factor for you? Are you going to be, no, I love you, But because physically we are not compatible,
yeah,
I can't move forward with this marriage.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Big question, man. I'm just picturing. The husband is here, the wife is there.
Or even the husband
wants to warn the wife.
And the husband the is down and do like this. Are you okay?
Let me tell you. I'm warning you. This thing you do is wrong. It's wrong. And the wife is like,
you don't have to demonstrate.
I'm just saying, man.
It's okay.
You know,
0700.
Just imagining stuff.
993-993 Lagos. Let's talk. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Yeah. Good morning, the ticket.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Diego Victor on the road.
Welcome.
Okay, let's talk.
The topic this morning is very, very fun. But to me, I would say it doesn't really count who is which height.
Okay.
I think the compatibility that should be mattered in a relationship between a man and a woman when you talk of marriage should be attitude and character.
Okay.
But just like when you were saying something, I was laughing.
Yeah.
In the sense that you were like trying to make a descriptive picture of where a man is trying to maybe warn his wife. Just pointing like a man who is standing and pointing at electricity pole. I think that is where it comes in when you see people as not brief, when they want them to feel cheated. Because attitude-wise, it's not as if they are wicked or they have attitude issue.
Yeah.
But the fact is that because of their height or their size, they always feel intimidated and they feel cheated. So that's why anytime you are dealing with, for my like example for myself, I'm a very tough person.
Okay.
So I realize that most times I dealt with some of these people that are very brief, they tend to challenge me, they tend to be aggressive in order to make me understand that maybe because of my height, I'm trying to intimidate them or I'm trying to take advantage of who they are to run them down. You understand? I was in a relationship before I got married. There was this lady, she is of brief size.
Okay.
This lady, when one of your presenters was handling a program in the night, I used to tell them about it. She slapped me like 3 times.
Wow.
And that was what actually ruined that relationship. I decided not to marry her because I realized that this person, as brief as she is, will be slapping a whole rich Victor. How can I tell my people that this girl slaps me every time?
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
So anytime I try to do anything with her, she will begin to impose her wills and decisions. At the end of the day, I realize that we are not attitude compatible. But I realize that I could have flowed with her irrespective of the fact that she wasn't my height or my size. But
so
attitude-wise, that is where the problem. The moment you realize that the person has attitude issue, you are not compatible. And where the incompatibility lies is in the fact that they always tend to improve themselves. They always feel cheated that somebody is taking advantage of their height or their size to intimidate them. Then they begin to do anything in order to counter whatever opinion you are bringing to them.
Chest alive.
I love that.
Thank you for that. I mean, from what he's saying, it's not about the physical attribute or either one is tall or one is, you know, breadth or whatever.
It's about the attitude.
It's about the attitude. So if we are compatible with, you know, our attitude and a love is mutual, the respect is mutual, we're good to go.
Does height boost confidence? Tom is on the line from VI. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, Colin.
Welcome.
And partner, how are you doing?
Andrea.
the topic today is very, very interesting and it concerns me.
So
I feel that I should call, yes.
Okay, let's talk, Tom.
My late father was very short.
Okay.
And when he wanted to marry, the parent advised him that he must marry a woman that is very tall. And he went for my mother.
Okay.
And my mother was very tall.
Okay.
So based on that, all of us, the five of us, nobody's short. So apart from that, what I noticed personally is that the short people are always fond of angry. So we don't really know
even apart from my dad, those that I met on my way up, I noticed that these people are fond of not being so happy. In fact, and whenever they want to get married, they thought about it. What should they do? That they must marry a tall woman and whatever. So none of them are always very happy. That is my assessment. That is my opinion anyway. So that is what I observe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. Is that actually really a thing?
Yeah, it could be. Because the truth is, that's why I asked the question, does height boost confidence? If it does, that means most likely people who are not very tall would be dealing with self-esteem and lack of confidence.
And they probably have to do a lot for them to still maintain some level of confidence and not be intimidated. That's it.
And they go around the street being a bit combustible, like ready to any spark like that, pow, explode.
Do you know who I am?
See, is it because I'm short? Don't look my height.
Is it because I'm small?
Like, lenge can destroy you.
But you know, it's still our society, right?
Yeah.
We have the wrong narrative.
I'm telling you. When they keep showing you family, there's never it's the same height. The man is always tall. The woman will always be average height.
Yeah.
Hey,
hi,
what's up?
Welcome.
Hollywood.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Height doesn't boost confidence.
Okay.
I will tell you.
Okay.
Where I walk, there's this guy, he's tall in height, silver. But anytime you give him work to do, slow and lazy. But there's this short guy who that under the work of 1 hour, under 30 minutes, he will deliver. But the tall guy that they will present as go out there and convince the customer to come for you, but nothing. So to me, height doesn't boost confidence. To me, what actually boosts confidence is what you have in
inside.
You.
Inside.
All right.
What you have, if you like tall, if you like the short, but as far as you're able to convince or to speak, to convince someone, get something into yourself. That's the confidence, not about your act.
All right. Is it the same for marriage too? Physical attribute, does it matter? Tall, sharp.
Marriage. You know, girls of nowadays, they will say, I want a tall, good looking, broader shoulders, blah, 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 those stuff and everything. That's for relationship, maybe for boyfriend and girlfriend. But for marriage, my brother, for inner self confidence and peace.
All right. So it doesn't matter. Thank you. More calls. Hello.
Hello. Tom.
Hi. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Cheers to life.
Welcome.
On the line.
Welcome.
My trick is, you know,
Hello.
Oh, the line is not clear. We'll try to fix that and check some WhatsApp messages as you proceed this morning. Our banter this morning or the feel of Lagos is, you know, physical attributes when it comes to marriage. Does it matter?
Okay, Shaubaba here says, what's up, Lagos? Some brief men get angry easily, and most chubby ladies are friendly. Okay.
Okay. Where did you get that? Hello.
Hello, good morning. Paula is back.
Good morning, welcome.
Yeah. My take on this topic is, if a man and a woman, if they are spiritually compatible.
Yes.
Attitudinal compatible.
Yeah.
Then they are good to go. Your height, your size does not matter.
That's right.
You understand? Yeah. Because like somebody said, the British people, I don't want to use the word, you understand?
Yeah.
That they are always aggressive. Reason why we, the huge ones or the taller ones, we made them to be so. Because sometimes we look down on them. I have a brother that is very, very brief. You won't even believe that we are from the same womb. But he took after my grandmother.
All right.
My grandmother is very brief, but very powerful. You can't try her. You understand?
Yeah.
But my brother, once this my brother comes into my house, up till today, all my children, you see all of them buckling up immediately. Because they know the action he will take. take Oshibajo, for example.
Yes.
Full of action.
Yes.
The height of a man is not his
physical
attribute. His brain.
Yeah.
That's right.
You understand?
That's right.
El-Rufai too.
Yes.
You understand?
I'm sure. There are many.
I'm told you. There are many, my brother.
A lot of them.
Not even even go for the brief ones.
That's it.
Because they are full of action.
That's right.
Thank you so much, man. You are full of action too.
I was going to say, Shebi, is this in Ronaldo?
Uh-huh.
Is it Ronaldo? I've been
watching Mercy. Other
day. Mercy, yes. He is, you know.
He's down to earth.
Are you going to tell me now that if he comes to propose,
he's below?
Are you telling me now, sorry, you are vertically challenged or you are brief?
For where?
I'm sorry, I'm not moving forward.
After £1 million, I mean, how much? Anyways, more calls coming in. We're asking that very basic question of what do you call it? Attributes, physical attributes. If they matter. When it comes to marriage, choosing a partner, a life partner, what do you think?
I can't lie to you, you know?
Uh-huh.
Let me come and confess.
Confess it to...
I was part of those people that believe physical attribute matter.
We all did, didn't we?
You know, I was saying, you know, I actually love a very, very tall man that I'll be looking at this way, you know? I actually was part of those people who were thinking in that light.
So what changed and when did he change?
Hello. So, I mean, it actually did change.
Okay.
When I met you.
Huh?
I'm telling you the gospel truth. It actually really changed.
Wow.
When I met you. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, Beji is here from Okota. Hey.
Yes, ladies, here, Beji from Okota.
Welcome.
I want to contribute to that topic, tall or short people.
Yes, so
let's
go ahead.
Do it.
For instance, you forgot to mention Oshomole. Oshomole is very short.
Hey.
Okay.
Oshomaba.
Oh, yes. Don't you see that he's always in action?
Wow.
And this is a man, he's short. He's not even handsome that he will attract a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, got married.
See the wife, man.
Yes. So that's it. It depends. You know, and it's the luck. You can be short, you are okay, you have manner, you are lovely, you are faithful.
Mm-hmm.
You can be tall and you don't have manner, you are not responsible. So that's it.
That's right.
Thank you. That is my take.
All right, thank you so much. God bless you. Ha, more calls coming in. This is so much fun. It looks like we extend this a bit. Hello. Could lie to you, know that. Hey, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay, I only want to mention my name, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Here.
Okay, I'm actually calling from Agungi area here.
Okay.
All right.
This is just an advice, please. I'm not trying to say the short people are not good.
Okay.
What I'm saying, but I will advise men not to care. I mean, like...
You avoid.
Because of my... experience.
What's your experience? You want to share?
I have one.
Short people are full of problems.
Are you for real?
I have one right now.
Wow.
I have one right now. They doesn't take advice. Hmm. They believe they know everything.
Hmm.
So it frustrates the partner, you know. So I would just say short people, I wouldn't advise my friend to go after those that are short.
Hmm. Wow.
Wait, I want to also ask you, how many, how many brief girls have you dated?
I didn't get that, hello.
How many brief girls have you dated? That's what I'm asking. How many not so tall girls have you dated or, you know, are you in a relationship with?
I've had a couple of them. Let me say like five.
And all of them were the same?
All of them were good, yes. All of them were good.
All right.
I never had issues with them like the issues I'm having right now.
With this person?
That is short.
Wait. What I'm asking is, have you dated not so tall ladies just like this one you're dating? Is this the first? Is this the very first one that you've dated?
It's not. It's
okay,
not.
You've had several others.
Yes.
And were they like this
the one?
One?
That is short. I got married to the one that is short right now. So the problems are a lot.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
The problems are a lot. So,
all right. Okay.
And hello.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And my mom, advised me then, but I didn't know what she meant. She advised me that I shouldn't go for a woman that is short.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she told me that, but then I was still very small.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Yes. Well, we'll try to unravel this mystery behind heights and people's character and attitude.
Wow.
And I've heard this before, I won't lie, many times, but I don't believe it. Because I've seen short people who are awesome.
Man, if you're a short lady, come and defend yourself.
No, it's time to
defend yourself.
How would you even know that you are the way you are in the eyes of people anyway?
We need to go on a break. We'll be right back.
More conversation. More talk. More. Right after this.
All right, welcome back. 11:02 on the clock. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea Odwobi. Okay.
And I'm Collins. Take
care. Back to the topic, or back to the conversation, or the, you know, the banter this morning. We'll jump on WhatsApp quickly. Yep. So this person here says, as for the topic, let me start with this. It says, what's up, Lagos? Benjamin from Mainland. I am fine and broke.
So don't hold yourself there.
It is well. And he says, Ogateka, you, they make person jealous for here. I got go get my own plus one. Yeah. And says, for the topic, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Okay. Okay. Another is here saying, what's up, Lagos? I'm Michael from VI. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Teke. Today is my birthday. I'm super excited. I survived another year, yet in the pandemic. The size of the person didn't matter, but what you have to bring to the table. Okay. Mm. And happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy Michael. Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And to everyone born today in history.
Yeah.
We say,
happy
joyous anniversaire.
Show off.
It's not show off. It's just another way of saying happy birthday.
How many people now hear you that saying?
It's happy birthday.
Just say happy birthday. Hoo ha. Okay, let's move on. For now, here says. Oh my God. Sorry.
It's okay.
Was that one eye?
It's one eye. It's one eye. After one eye, left hand.
Okay, let's move on. Fino here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. The brief fellows know they are not easily seen or noticed, so they dish out braggadocious attitude to be noticed. Okay. Okay. This person here is saying, please, guys, it's not a sin to call them short. I know. We know that it's not a sin, but, you know, we are trying not to tamper in anybody's sensibility. Because, you know, some people could feel hurt.
Yep.
And to some people, it could, you know, be derogatory.
That's why I mentioned examples of people.
Mm.
You know, even Minister of Labour and Productivity.
Yeah.
It's not, he's a brief man.
You know?
He's a minister. So there are many role models who are doing well in power, positions of power.
That's right. That's right. You know? Another here is saying, morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? Harrison texting from a papa.
Hi.
He says, please, I just want to know, as one of your callers just of recently said, spiritual compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
What if their blood group is AS and SS? Are they good to go?
Because that's also a physical attribute.
Is it a first? Yeah.
Yes, lovely. I mean, in a way.
That's even the most important. Trust me. That's even the most important.
No one talked about it. Thank God you mentioned that.
Yeah. And people rarely even consider that. We're in love. We look good together. We look cute together. And they
move
on.
They kind of fall apart. But it's a tough place to be, man.
I know. I really
should that be the first thing before you go into a relationship? Like, oh.
Let's know.
What's your... Before I love you, but first, what's your
before we go into it? This is a conversation I think we should have on Family Talk.
I think we should.
Mm.
Yeah, we write that down.
Mm. Okay, another person here is this Teddy from Satellite Town. He says, Chris Ingege is short and stubborn. No matter.
You can't call a minister stubborn, please. That's a minister of the Federal Republic.
Mm. Okay,
but you know,
Teddy,
if you say all short people are stubborn, then that means...
You can't say
anything less. The phone lines are buzzing.
Yeah.
We'll get into our techie talk. Remember where all this short thing came from, and then we now move to physical attribute. I say, for once, in our lives, it looks like short is the thing.
Yeah.
Right now,
when it comes to the technology,
you are not romantic if you're not short especially in the social media
space. Yes.
We'll explain what that means because there's a battle ongoing on the ground. You may not know.
Mm-hmm.
Battle for attention.
Yeah.
And that battle is called short. Yeah. We'll take a break. Take some calls before we get into our techie talk. Some amazing stories coming. Oh boy, let's squeeze in another.
Ah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
Ah, a girl is my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name, first of all? Your name.
Olumide.
All right, well. Okay.
But our cousin, now, this short engine. This girl, they para for. Even though if I did the girl wrong thing. If I won't go see her for their shop side, make him calm down. That shop will go to ginger and say, don't think anything. I'm going to say, babe, calm down. And then they talk, go to the jump of the country, harass me. Come to my mind, say, if I use one hand now, jack this guy now, Jimmy, that will say,
oh my God.
Don't jack anybody. Maybe you're part of people. But
the only thing there is this,
with
girls, their level of hunger is so quick than, in fact, it's uncontrollable.
Yeah.
Girls that are brief, when we say you can't breathe, you know, can't get anything for body, that one.
Okay.
So that means you, as you are, you will look for physical attributes, and that means you can't marry a short person because of their short.
No, I can't marry a short girl because then they para too much.
Wow.
She carry their phone, say, not for grand. For guys that are short, to me, I think they have more smart short guys than tall, smart guys. Check it anyway. Smart guys are always average height or short. But guys are tall, you can easily deceive them, play them, use their head. And that's true.
So I have a pretty tall young man in the studio. I'm wondering, he's just taking his head. So am I not smart?
Oh my God. Well, oh boy.
What do you think about that?
I don't know what to say, you know. I'm just like, if you're a brief, cute little girl, beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It looks like all hands and all fingers are pointing to you right now. Do you want to say something about it?
Yeah, but you see, when they say there's truth in every rumor, right? If everyone is saying
I've heard
this
thing.
From small, I've said, short people will be worried. And even short people will tell you. I've seen short people who are short and they'll tell you straight up, like, look, fear short people.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
So let's even look at logic.
Mary is on the line.
Good morning.
What's
up, Teke and Andre? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
These are our ministers, that be pastors in comedian form.
I don't like that, man. Anyways, go ahead.
To all the short ladies, I want to say, raise your shoulder high.
Mm-hmm.
Look up.
Okay.
It's not everybody that is the same, sir.
That's right.
I agree. Yes. I agree.
See, about this short thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm short, though.
Okay.
I'm loving, I'm caring.
Yep.
I have 3 kids. My husband is short. Okay. He's sweet.
Wow.
He's loving.
Okay.
And he's understanding.
Okay.
The thing about this height or no height thing is about believing in yourself.
Okay.
If you know who you are, nothing can stop you. Nothing can intimidate you. Nothing. Nothing.
Wow. Nice.
You know?
Nice.
My husband is from your place, Mr. Teke.
Oh, really?
So I can call you my in-law somehow.
Where are in-laws? Wow.
He's from Boya. He's from Boya.
It's a lie.
Wow. Oh, my God.
As in,
oh, wow.
Your people are loving, though.
Yeah, wow.
Very,
they are.
Very loving.
They are, yeah. Actually.
Wow.
We need to meet.
Wow. We need to meet, seriously, because I'm feeding you guys every day.
Every
day. I was the one who said, whenever I miss your program, it's like I didn't take my tablet.
Wow.
That's great.
You people don't go on YouTube still.
We are. We will be. We will be.
We'll be on YouTube shortly.
So if you are short, don't mind whatever anybody's saying. If the tall ones try to intimidate you, don't bother.
Okay.
If you know what you have inside of you, if you know what you carry, man, you will beat anybody out there. You don't have to argue. You don't have to fight with anyone. Once you know what you have inside, you can stand tall anywhere. God bless you guys. Have a nice day.
All right. God bless you, Mary.
God bless you too.
Wow. Lovely. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
In case you don't know what boy, I'll tell you a bit about it. It's a place where you wake up, all right, to your right or behind you. Wake up right in front of you. You have the second highest point in Africa after Kilimanjaro. That's the second highest mountain, right in front of you. And then on the foot of that mountain, just down there, you have the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, who wakes up to that and leaves? I left it, and I need to go back. But trust me, guys, that's how the city is. Beautiful place. I'll be taking some people very soon. We'll go there and go and check out how it looks.
I mean, but she was able to defend,
the short
people.
Yeah.
And I like the part she mentioned that not everybody, they're not all the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that narrative. There's that thinking of, you know, most of them feel intimidated by the taller people. So for them to get noticed, they, you know, show some drama, so to speak. So anyway, 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Mr. Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Very fine.
This is Elder Chima.
Oh, Elder, welcome.
Yeah, I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, the topic on ground is a funny topic because to me, my mother is tall, but my father is short.
All right.
Eh? But I am tall. The difference between me and my father is very glaring. My father is very tough. But I am on the easygoing side. Which also affects all I do. But I discover one thing, that those who are very short are very determined.
Determined, okay.
Because of their height, they see everybody as looking down on them. Because of that, they need to prove that they are also, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and with that mentality, they seem to see everybody looking down on them. And for them to do a point, they have the instinct of being, let me show them that I also a man.
Okay.
See, I had a girlfriend those days. To me, I never want to marry to have anything to do with short girls. But I just thought into this one. You know what, Tina? She's so domineering. She's so so strong. Even too strong to my likeness.
Wow.
So at a point, I tell myself that if I go into this relationship, this girl will show me better. And that is how I just bow out of it.
Wow.
Wow. Because of height. So physical attributes does matter. Maybe we should have this topic on its own one of these days.
Yeah.
And then bring some facts and figures. And we've heard from Lagosians. We've heard from people out there. It looks like an interesting thing. And people are talking about it. It's one of those things people have been saying in their mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as an opportunity for them to express themselves. We get into the Techie Talk today. Don't forget, we have top tech stories across Nigeria to come up. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mercy.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Well, talking about them, although I'm not sure, whenever I meet them, I call them portable. Especially, the ones that are intelligent, smart, and that can add value to my life. So whether they are short, whether they are long, then you have one there now. One intelligent, portable woman there.
Well.
Sandra.
Okay.
That's our president.
Yes.
People's president. You see how smart she is. Yes.
So it doesn't matter.
So that is it. It doesn't matter. Mm. It doesn't at all.
So when it comes to even marriage also, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you, Mercy. Appreciate. Yes, yes. I didn't see that part coming in, but you said it, I couldn't stop you. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Hi.
Please turn down the volume on your radio.
Three more calls and they'll wrap this off. We should. Okay. Because squeezing WhatsApp, I'll just get into it.
Okay. On WhatsApp, Frank is saying, I must say that if you know how to handle or deal with those who are not very tall, you will notice that short people, men or women, have golden, beautiful heart and most are very caring. He says, deal with them like humans that they are, not like those cheated by nature that deserve to be run down.
So we have everyone has a role to play.
I think so.
Let's admit that there's a tendency for a person who is brief to feel intimidated and cheated. What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Barnabas.
Yes.
Let's talk. How's Victoria Island, by the way?
Going well. Everything is fine.
Oh, Lagos Island. Banana Island. Sorry. That's wrong.
Yeah. Everything is fine.
Great.
On the matter of short people, I do not like the stereotype, to be truthful.
Okay.
I have met a lot of like the previous person said, portable.
Mm-hmm.
I've met a lot of portable, and they are all great.
Mm.
Like, great personalities. Although, like everybody, they also have their moments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the only thing that you need during that time is just pure understanding.
Mm.
Like, I have this friend, she has this at least 5 minutes madness. Kind of like, she just does something.
We all do.
I just make her calm down. It's just keep quiet and look at her and just smile.
Mm.
And she has this, they're just cute, you know?
Ah.
So I just, I am all for brief people. Like,
are you tall?
No.
I mean,
I am not.
That explains a lot, but yeah.
Wow.
I'm just pretty average.
Okay.
Yeah, so I love short people.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing.
I mean, for him, it doesn't matter.
On WhatsApp, Obinna from Ikoyi says, it's very true that short people are mostly very intelligent. And it's a fact that also that short people are dominating and feel intimidated anytime.
That's right. So I met a number of different types of short people, right? I've met the ones that are very sweet. They're quiet, they're calm, collected. Not everyone of them talks a lot.
Yeah.
But I've met the ones that are very manipulative.
Mm.
They're manipulative, they are not straightforward. I've met people like that. And I'm not saying that they're not tall people who are manipulative and straightforward, but I think I've had more short people that, if we want to go by heights, that are manipulative. And specifically, the female gender. There's a particular one that, this one I'll confirm for one night. But, you know, you will not know. You can take their
cuteness, they come their for, cute yes. nature, as you know, being sweet and adorable.
And, you know, some of them, I mean, and they'll present, they are confident. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. My name is Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah.
My name is Daniel. I'm a very tall person.
Okay. Great, Daniel. Okay. Very tall Daniel from the cartoon. How is the cartoon this morning?
Very well, fine. So concerning this topic, I feel this height of a person doesn't really matter, but this still depends on the people in the relationship. Let me say, depending on their values, we know all this, but this does not take away the fact that when you are tall and when somebody is short, the shorter person tends to look up to the taller person. So if the shorter person trusts the taller person, there is going to be some form of quick agreement. This happens within me and people. But if I'm fighting with someone, depending tends to be shorter, they tend to even disagree more. But there are some tweaks that I think have been effective in some way. If I'm arguing with a short person, I tend to agree with the person if we sit. So by the time we sit, I'm not looking taller or intimidating. So the person tends to
be more confident.
Me more. It's just the same thing. Like if I'm arguing, instead of sitting opposite you, I may just sit beside you because opponents are usually facing each other. So I think if people understand some of these things, it is a fact.
Yeah.
I'm sure people get angry. We all kind of know. We are just looking for, let me say, some outliers or so. It's common, but there are ways of handling these things that make things
easier
and better. And from the perspective of a taller person, the things I've said really works.
Okay. Right. Yeah, okay.
Man,
okay.
That makes a lot of sense,
yeah,
Daniel. Trust me.
It
you know,
does.
Because it helps the person. So you'll be now you're conscious. Don't some people take instead of helping them, they take advantage of them. That's when they'll come close. You, I'll just squeeze you now. stuff like that.
Wow.
All right, guys.
What he said actually made a lot of sense.
A lot of sense. You know, instead of sitting and making it obvious, try and just understand and also count up. But
at the end of the day, nobody chose how they would look from their mother's tummy.
I mean, not even you.
Yeah,
that's
not
all.
Even you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't predict how we're going to look when come out from our mother's womb. You know, nature just does it. And it's left for us to embrace who we are from within and not necessarily how we look from outside.
That's
because at the end of the day, your content is what determines what, you know, attracts people to you, I think.
That's right. That's well said. Trust me. And it is the content of the character.
Yeah.
All right. Not how you look or how tall you are or how short you are. But also, we don't talk about even, we're talking about physical attribute. How it ended with shorts. I don't know how we got there.
How shorts ended with physical attribute?
I don't know.
I asked the question.
But at the end of the day, how about tall? I know tall people. There's a lady. I mean, she's probably maybe the tallest person in this building. You know, I mean, I saw one of her videos on Instagram, and I really felt a besetting way because, you know, she was saying that how that people just get intimidated, especially when a lady is very tall. She's not just tall, she's huge. Like, she's quite intimidating if she steps into the building. Mm. You know, I mean, think about you being the tallest person always everywhere, wherever you go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it becomes difficult. I mean, because, you know, she was talking about how men to approach her, they're already scared from the onset of like, this one go few beats me. You know, that kind of mindset. Wow. These things have to change because that content of the character, you've not even met the person.
Yeah.
You've already made up your mind.
Judged.
And society has to stop judging people based on how they look. Mm. I know it's a big deal. That statement of how you're dressed is why you be addressed. Some people have taken it beyond that. They've taken it to the point where, Mark Zuckerberg, one of the richest men in the world, was in Lagos, Nigeria. And he was wearing a simple T-shirt. He was walking around. And, you know, everybody, even FBI was with him. You understand what I'm saying? That's how important it is. There were a lot of... And nobody said, Mark, how can I wear this kind of T-shirt? Just come here. No, they respected him because he's a billionaire. And, I mean, he's one of the most influential persons in the world.
Yeah.
So that's hypocrisy. So if you can respect somebody because they have power, irrespective of
how they look,
you should respect anybody and everybody.
True.
Irrespective of how they look.
True.
And that should be the biggest message of this talk today.
Mm.
We go on a break. When we come back, we have a list of stories to bring you in the tech world, and they will narrow it down to one, which has to do with short. No, not human beings now. And I would hear your talk, your thoughts on that. Have you been on the social media space? Which of the apps have taken your time? Would you like to share with us? If you're given the opportunity to choose, because it looks like we're going to get to have to choose, because these days a lot of apps are duplicated. Their features. Everyone is competing, coming up with the same features that others have. So you more or less, you know, you could as well just stick with one. So we'll talk about that as we come. We hear that the Central Bank of Nigeria has frozen some accounts of some fintech platforms. We'll also talk about, bring that news your way. We hear news about the NITDA. If you don't know what the NITDA is, you get to find out. If you're a tech head, you should be interested in that. We also have some upcoming events coming up. We have social media talk, updates on Twitter ban, and a host of other stories making the rounds on Techie Talk today. Right after the break, we'll bring you that.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, welcome back.
It's 11:30 on the clock. What's up, Lagos? It's still live. And of course, Techie Talk is live where the tech is. It's about time we bring you tech update.
Absolutely. In the tech update today, we have a list of stories. We'll start with this one from the Central Bank of Nigeria. We hear that the Central Bank of Nigeria freezes bank accounts of fintech platforms. That's RiseVest, Bamboo, Trove, and Chaka. Now, this happened on the 17th of August. That was yesterday. So, the Central Bank of Nigeria has just frozen the bank account of Nigerian fintech platforms, RiseVest, Bamboo, Trove, and Chaka, for the next 6 months. Now, according to the whistleblower, the Federal High Court in Abuja has granted an ex parte motion which sought temporary freezing of the bank accounts belonging to these online investment and trading platforms where Nigerians are transacting business online. Now, the motion was filed by Chief Michael Kasey, SAN, on behalf of the Central Bank of Nigeria, governor, for the purpose of probing the financial activities of these four fintech companies in Nigeria. The CBN alleged that the RiseVest Technologies Limited, Bamboo Systems Technology Limited, Chaka Technologies Limited, and Trove Technologies Limited are complicit in operating without license as asset management companies and utilizing foreign exchange sourced from the Nigerian foreign exchange market for purchasing foreign bonds, shares, in contravention with the CBN circular, which is dated July 1, 2015. Now, the Prosecutor Justice Ahmed Mohammed said that the foreign exchange deals done with the defendant were making the Naira weaker to the United States dollar, hence the need for the block of 15 of their accounts of about 180 days. There's also a response, by the way. In response to this announcement, RiseVest CEO, that's AK Elenya Urum, and the Bamboo have also come out on Twitter about the ban, to assure their users of RiseVest trading activities will continue as usual, and the issue will be sorted out with the regulators. So, I mean, of course, people are looking forward to hear an update from that one. I don't know if you've invested in that. Are you shaky right now? Well, we'll keep you updated on Techie Talk on that.
And moving to the next story, I want to jump on this social media one because that's like the highlights of
the matter. Before you jump on that, let me go to the NITDA. A lot of people do not even know what the NITDA, and that's the Nigeria Information and Technology Development Agency, NITDA. I'll tell you what they stand for as we go into the story. They are proposing right now an amendment to its regulatory act, which will give them, that's talking about the agency, more control over Nigeria's budding technology ecosystem. Now, the NITDA has been mandated, this is mandated now, by the National Information Technology Development Act 2007 to establish, this is their role, to establish standards, guidelines, and frameworks for the development, standardization, and regulation of information technology practices in Nigeria. So if you're in the tech space, that's one agency you want to know more about. You want to see what's happening. They are what? Salary responsibility. A lot of responsibility on their shoulders. You can check more on their website to know more. Now, the proposed amendment, let me go back to the proposed amendment. Well, would seek to regulate the activities of tech companies in Nigeria, listing out provisions for registration, fees, and even sanctions. According to the NITDA Director General, that's Malam Kashifu Inua Abdullahi, the amendment are crucial, he says, for the agency to keep up with the accelerating changes in the global IT ecosystem. Now, the DG also affirmed that the amendments are imperative if Nigeria is to secure a place in the emerging global digital economy. So while the announcement was made earlier this year in March, a recent leak, proposed amendment has many ecosystem players questioning the rationale behind this amendment. So let's talk about a few of the amendments and then so that you understand why they are questioning. So the proposed bill includes standard provision which lists out the duties and obligations of the agency, and the crux of which is to create an impartial and independent regulatory framework for the development of the Nigerian information and technology sector. So there are some debatable areas in that bill. One of them is, you know, the Section 5, 13 and 22, which are highlighted here. Let's go to Section 6. It's a Section 6 of that particular proposal authorizes the NITDA to issue new licenses for the companies seeking to provide information technology and digital services in Nigeria. Hmm. Now, there's also subsection 5, which is also another one that people are talking about. It says it provides the agency, that means the agency may fix license charges and collect fees and penalties that are necessary for them to carry out their duty, the agency to carry out his duties.
Hmm.
So, of course, that's people in the tech ecosystem are questioning a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
But that is one agency that if you're in the tech space, you cannot be operating without following the activities and find ways of partnering, ensuring that you, as a stakeholders, you can be in the minds of the policymakers. Because at the end of the day, you heard their role. They are going to be regulating you. They'll be doing whatever it is for you to function. So if I were you, I'll be interested in what is happening in NITDA.
Yeah, I think this is improvement.
Uh-huh.
It shows that, I mean, some structure is coming into play.
And somebody's doing something.
Something about it.
I mean, you don't have a choice. The tech ecosystem is booming.
Hmm.
Just to mention a few things before you bring your next story. And this is something that should get people thinking. Very, very, very. I saw it yesterday. I was like, wow, I'm going to mention this today. So, for the first half of 2021, African tech startups raised $1.9 billion in funding, with at least $100 million monthly. This already beats the, you know, $701.5 million raised in 2020.
Hmm.
And guess what? Fintechs brought in about 48% of that fund. Fintechs alone.
Wow.
Fintechs. 48, that's almost half of that sum. So that tells you something. There's a boom in the industry. So there's need
for regulations and likes.
You know, people ask questions like, why is that government always waits when something is booming? You know, they want to jump into it and do it. But at the end of the day, somebody's got to regulate.
That's right.
Imagine there's some people operating without licenses. Mm-hmm. Imagine things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine recently there was I don't want to mention that company that was busted.
Yeah.
That took an FX company into a foreign exchange that, you know, was it foreign exchange? Yes, it's Forex that they defrauded a lot of Nigerians. I think it's about $1 billion or thereabouts. And it's a sad story. So regulation is needed. I agree with you.
It is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So moving to the next story. This is about social media. Now, I mean,
do you want to go to social media now?
Why not?
There's more update about Twitter Banu.
It's still social media.
Okay, so let me hear that first. I can't wait to come. Nigerians are waiting to hear about the Twitter ban update.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've been talking about shorts, and shorts, and how that if you're not short, you probably are not sexy. You probably are not attractive. You probably would not get attention from anybody.
Absolutely.
But it applies mostly on social media because from TikTok to IG, Reels, and I know it's now getting familiar to Snapchat, short videos, and now YouTube has joined the short gang.
That's right.
Now, YouTube has joined the race to catch up with TikTok by introducing YouTube Shorts. Now, if you have been on YouTube recently, I'm sure that you must have noticed the pop-ups, the short videos that just pop up, and you're like, are we on Instagram? Is this TikTok? Hey, it's YouTube. Mm-hmm. So YouTube has joined the race to catch up with TikTok by introducing YouTube Shorts, a new short-form video experience that lets users create short foreign videos with their mobile phones. So with social media, it looks like the shorter, the better. I mean, short is finally looking looking sexy.
And the good thing is, I checked out on the YouTube short yesterday. I mean, I had to just check. By the way, it's been on in some other countries in India. So recently, it was like about a week ago that it was introduced for Nigerians to be able to use.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many Nigerians are using so far, but if you have tried it, I mean, my experience there was great. So what you do is, when you are on a YouTube video, or maybe you're watching a song, or whatever, you click on YouTube short.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, that video becomes the bed of whatever it is you're recording.
Mm-hmm.
So if you it plays at the background and you record on it.
Yeah.
So, or you could, that means you can do like, just like TikTok. You could actually mime. If you have a short video,
yeah.
You could mime and just, you know, it's going to be fun, but I'm just in my head. Why are they all duplicating
features, right?
Features like that. That shows that there's competition.
I think TikTok shook everyone.
Yeah, it's still shaking everybody.
TikTok actually did shake everyone. But I want to ask.
Everyone is catching up.
You know, everybody's trying to catch up. Mm. So let me ask this question. Which do you prefer? Is it TikTok, IG Reels, or even the YouTube Shorts? If you have, you know, touched that feature on YouTube, which would you prefer? TikTok, Instagram Reels, or YouTube Shorts?
Now, the big question again is, if they say, okay, let me put it this way. They say, you only one, you can do it. That's okay. One, you have to choose
just
one.
Just pick one. Is it TikTok?
Because if these guys, they're not careful, they can get to a point where they say, look, you have to choose. It's either you're with us or you're with them.
Oh, boy.
Because it's all about attention.
Yeah, eventually. Eventually.
And the crazy thing is nobody's asking the questions, why do they need your attention that much? That's another conversation for another day. Next week, we plan next week to talk about what is my data used for. That will be the question. We'll look at what exactly, why are they interested in you? Why did they make it so interesting for you to stay there? I know you're having fun. I know you don't care. But have you asked the question? Why is it very, very addictive? Why is it in a way that you don't want to leave? I don't know how many times I visit Instagram, even with the old knowledge that I have about, you know, what it could be.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
You want to talk about the Twitter ban?
There's an update on that. But I mean, I can't wait to bring that up, which, of course, Nigerians are waiting. But by the way, Nigerians, I've been tweeting. And maybe the story will let you understand why Nigerians have been tweeting and nobody's troubling them. All right. So let me explain this. So we hear that Nigeria will soon lift its ban on Twitter after resolving some of its differences with the social media platform. Information Minister Lai Mohammed said that that's on Wednesday last week that signing, was it Wednesday or earlier today? Well, it was said at some point, though. Signaling the end of the policy which was widely condemned as an affront to freedom of expression. Now, the Nigerian government suspended Twitter, just to go back a bit, on the 4th of June after it removed a post from President Muhammadu Buhari that threatened to punish regional secessionists. Now, some telecoms companies subsequently blocked access to users in Nigeria. Now, the ban on Twitter will soon be lifted. I'm quoting the minister now. He said the ban on Twitter will soon be lifted as we are getting close to reaching full agreement. Mohammed, that's the Minister of Information and Culture, told reporters after a cabinet meeting. He said, we have agreed on some areas. Hopefully, in the next few days or weeks, we will conclude. So, okay. Anduro, okay. We're waiting. So, the minister said that one outstanding issue was Nigeria's demand that Twitter should set up an office in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Twitter had agreed to this, but was saying it could not do it until 2022. So, you know, so that's so giving me a hint.
That means we'll be having ban. Would also be having an office.
Yeah, Twitter would definitely, they have agreed that they'll have an office, but that would according to the minister, in 2022. So are we saying that if the minister is going to be stern, no, if you don't have an office with that condition, because that was like a major condition that the minister gave, Twitter. So if Twitter says by 2022, which is logical, you can't just set up an office like that.
Absolutely.
And that means most likely this ban will be off, very soon. So, but Nigerians have been tweeting, and I can say that on radio and be safe. You know why? Because the ban on Twitter drew some condemnation from the social media platform itself and from Nigerian civil society groups, including some who sued the government over it. Now, from numerous Nigerian users and from the U.S. government. So remember that weeks after the June 5 ban of the Twitter in Nigeria by the government, so the community, that the Court of Justice of the Economic Community of West African States, that's ECOWAS in Abuja, had issued a restraining order stopping the Nigerian government from unlawfully imposing sanctions, arresting or prosecuting anyone still using Twitter in the country. So technically, legally, you can use Twitter.
Yeah, we can tweet using the VPN.
The VPN.
Yeah.
So so if you hear people are tweeting, they'll say, ah, you're not scared of the government. You know, they've won there. No drama. If you do it, you're good. You're cussing. You're playing with fire. So finally, it looks like this thing's going to come to an end, right?
Absolutely. And I'm sure some Nigerians are excited about it. Because, yeah, I think that because of that fear of being arrested or being picked up, because, I mean, at the time, there's this huge tension that if you tweet... And they catch you, you know, you'll be picked up, you'll be arrested or, you know, what have you. So some people have actually been scared of, you know, tweeting. Mm. Some people have actually stopped their businesses because of that and all of that. But hey, we're bringing this gist to you right now that you can tweet, you know. You can tweet.
But you know, it's the VPN.
Yes.
But we didn't tell you, Sha. It's your choice, Sha.
Which of these stories got you thinking, Lagos? Which of these stories
got your attention?
Mm-hmm. The Twitter ban. The fact that we will be having a Twitter office soon in 2022. And also about the social media shorts.
Yep.
Short videos becoming so sexy these days.
Absolutely.
If you are not putting on short videos, I'm sorry. Nobody
wants to hear from you.
And watch your long videos. I mean, for me, I don't know the question that you asked the other time. Why there's so much interest in
your attention.
Being on... Exactly, to have my attention, for me to be on social media and posting videos. Nobody's looking at the underlying agenda, you know, but we're looking at the fact that we can sell our businesses there, we can, you know, sell ourselves there, we can have fun there, but nobody's asking those underlying questions.
You know, because they make it so, so beautiful that, you know, people are on social media for multiple reasons.
Mm.
So you can be on social media for just fun, you can be there for business, you can be there for connection, for interaction, for exposure, for knowledge, for news, for many things. So it looks like if you're not here for this, you're here for this. You're not here for this, you'll be here for this. That's too many ways to get one's attention that I don't think is just out of love. Oh, we love you. We just want you to be here. There could be more to it. But I'm not going to go into that today because it's not the topic for today.
Yeah.
Today we're just asking you this. If we go into it today, some people will just be like, but you still go back because it has been designed in such a way that whether you like it or not, whether I tell you if you click on Instagram now,
it will keep coming back.
Your life will go you will still go there because it has been created that way for you. All right, they actually know you a lot. So we'll talk about that. We'll ask that question: what is my data used for? All right, on social media. That question we'll answer next week. But the big question here is for those who are lovers. I'm a lover of TikTok. I mean, I jump on one or two.
Even though
I'm not there all the time, we have jumped to one or two challenges, right?
Yeah.
The voiceover challenge. There's also this, hey babe, compete the rigs. You know, we did a couple of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And even on Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a number of reels on Instagram. I'm not very active on Instagram, even though I slide into the DM, especially when it's business conversation. I'm there to talk. And all that.
If you were to pick from YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and Instagram Reels, which would you... I mean, if you were to pick just one from the three.
Wow.
Is it that
they're serving the same purpose? So I'm trying to look at the other benefits of each of them.
Okay.
Each of those apps. I'm a YouTube fan.
Okay.
I just realized that I'm a serious YouTube fan because I checked, you know, this where I've spent most time. I know that I used to be addicted to Instagram.
Yeah.
But I deliberately have to switch off my data sometimes, you know, delete the app sometimes to keep my sanity. So I think I will go for YouTube. The fact that they've added the reel.
They call it shorts.
The shorts, yeah, YouTube shorts.
Okay.
I'll go for YouTube.
Okay.
You know, it's a bit friendly. It's a bit out of the general space.
Mm.
You remember even when we had the voiceover training that we did, the free voiceover training session. We used to do that from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were asking me, why not Zoom? Why not... You know, but we hosted it on YouTube. It was on YouTube Live.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the very early persons to do a YouTube Live training. So I think I'm done with YouTube. I'm cool with it.
Okay.
And I'll go for YouTube Shorts.
Okay.
So you YouTube shorts?
Yep.
Interesting.
How about you?
I don't know. I don't know. Trust me. I don't know. Trust me. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just short. I'm just in between. It's tough. It's really tough. Wow. For Instagram, I love my Instagram.
Reels?
Yeah. I love Instagram. I think I'll do Instagram Reels. I think I'll do Instagram Reels.
Okay.
TikTok for me is just to have fun. But I think for Instagram Reels, I'm more strategic with, you know, the content.
Okay.
Than for, you know, TikTok. TikTok for me, I just want to have fun.
Okay.
I just want to have fun.
Okay, great. So we'll go Instagram. Guys, Instagram Reels. What would you go for? Let's hear from you now.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live.
Welcome to Techie Talk. Let's talk.
Yeah. My name is Ladi.
Welcome, Ladi.
Calling from KC Janiki.
All right.
I'm not contributing. I just want to commend you. I'm enjoying your program.
Aye.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. That's a good thing to say.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's your name, please?
Hello? What's your name? Ooh la la.
All right, please do call us back. Hello?
What's up?
Chest alive. Okay, let's talk on Techie Talk.
Like what you said, I'm just looking at the collaboration part because some of these collaborate with each other. And it's consumed data, honestly. Just like when you put something on Instagram, have to share it to Facebook, from Facebook.
Yeah.
Somehow, God, that thing I crave, man. Yeah, Telegram. Can you hear me?
Yes. No, there's a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's difficult to hear you.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's better.
I was using AirPod. You have Ibukao.
Okay. Oh, welcome.
Let's talk.
Yeah, so I was just talking about the collaboration because, you see, you can share and link most of your, both LinkedIn and so many of them. Great app out there. But the government's regulating it and trying to pull them to a particular building. I don't understand.
All right.
You know, most of businesses these days, I don't know how they have registered, how they have come to, even the phone being derived from there, what is useful. Andrea, I enjoy your solid side. Collins, take care.
All right, fine.
All right.
Now, one good thing, Twitter just recently made it possible for you to share your tweet. I mean, Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
You can share your tweets on your Instagram. Yes, directly from Instagram. You know, before it was tough.
It was from Instagram to Twitter.
But now you can send from Twitter to Instagram.
Interesting.
Absolutely. We're going to break and wrap up Techie Talk right after that. All right, great. Fantastic to know that you're there. Techie Talk has been so much fun for me. I don't know about you, but it's been great fun. I mean, it feels livelier, you know?
I mean, the fact that we could bring some updates.
Yeah.
I'm sure that lighting the room,
yep.
Especially the Twitter ban, the update on that, that made a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still asking Lagosians or Nigerians, I think we can take a call or two to wrap up this, which they prefer. And if there's any other stories that they're interested in, and they want to comment on, they can go ahead and do that. I will take a call or two, and then that will be it for Techie Talk and indeed for What's Up Lagos today. Hi, bonjour, good morning.
Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, good morning, Stu. Welcome.
I enjoy your program a lot.
Wow.
And then, I enjoy you yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Your voice you can like so much.
Wow.
I so much enjoy you, honestly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man. Anyway, she's still here. I'm sure she would kick me out shortly and go into the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Andre, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Isaac.
Welcome,
Daddy
Isaac.
Triplet on the line.
Daddy, are you for real? Wait, where are you calling from?
I said I'm calling from Lagos mainland, though.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I get to Lagos, I was going to listen to your show.
Oh,
wow. I'm watching. So for me, I think YouTube.
YouTube short.
On the topic on ground, yes.
Yeah.
YouTube generally.
Okay.
Because it's quite educative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just hearing about the short on your program now.
Yeah.
But generally, for me, it's going to be YouTube because I do a lot.
On YouTube.
Learning a lot of things. I want to learn.
Yeah.
Training. There's so much and it's specific.
Mm.
I can search specific videos.
That's right.
Ooh,
thank you, Team YouTube, winning. that's one thing about YouTube too.
Yeah.
It's educational. You could get tutorials.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who have made a career and they have knowledge of what they do right now because thanks
YouTube.
To YouTube.
Yeah.
And some people say the same for Instagram.
Thanks to the contributors as well.
Yep.
Those who create content you know, and put on there.
Absolutely.
You know.
We have to...
We need to wrap it up right now.
I'm
it's 11:58 on the clock, and that means we need to step aside for the news. Thank you, Lagos Nigeria. It was a fun time on What's Up, Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you had a great time.
Yeah, hope so. Tomorrow again, we'll be here. The Family Talk will be back.
That's right. It's going to be Family Clinic, and someone is in the clinic, and this particular situation. Man... Anyway, till tomorrow.
We got to find out. In the meantime, I'm going to leave the studio. I'm sure Andrea will step aside for a minute and then be back for the sunny side, right?
That's right.
Well, this is where the techers sign off. She's Andrea Odubi. Take care.
And he is Collins. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I understand what they say. I am